Lecture 6, Tutankhamun, A Murder Theory.
Welcome back. Now, I know I left you last time with a cliffhanger. I did that intentionally. I wanted to make sure you'd come back. I know that last time I told you about the discovery of the tomb, but we never really got to Tutankhamun and who he is. We had just traced Carter and Carnarvon opening the tomb, and I had mentioned that the mummy of Tutankhamun was still inside. Let me take us further inside the tomb. It was an interesting partnership, this Carter and Carnarvon. Carter was a bit rough around the edges. Remember, Lady Amherst sent him out because he was not a gentleman. Carnarvon, of course, was just the opposite. Owned racing horses, lived at Highclere Castle, wealthy, and very sophisticated. Now, the two of them made a decision that I think they would eventually regret. They didn't want to be bothered by the press. I mean, you've got the first intact pharaoh's tomb in the Valley of the Kings. It was a sensation. And they were worried that the press would distract them, slow down their work. So they made a decision that they would sell the rights to the story of Tutankhamun's tomb to one British newspaper, the London Times. So they sold the rights to only one newspaper. What that meant was they would talk only to the correspondent from that newspaper. And in essence, the Egyptian journalists were locked out. The Egyptian journalists couldn't cover the discovery in their own country. So there was a tremendous amount of bad feeling. This is colonialism at its worst. They didn't do it for the money because they wanted the money for the rights. They just didn't want to be bothered with the press. But it was a bad decision, creating bad feelings. You'll see. But they continued to excavate. They cleared the antechamber with all of those objects that I mentioned, the funeral couches and all kinds of things. Interestingly, by the way, it's the first time we get an idea of what is a king buried with. One of the things he's buried with is oil, sacred oil. There were something like 67 alabaster jars full of sacred oil. When you were buried, you were buried with the seven sacred oils. There were seven sacred oils used at mummification. They were used in cosmetics. And these were very valuable, precious, and you needed them for the next world. Because remember, you're going to take it all with you, right? You can get up and go again in the next world. Remember, the Egyptians were resurrectionists, not reincarnationists. They believed that the body was going to resurrect in the next world, not come back to this earth in another form or something like that. So that's why the pharaoh's tombs are packed with everything. The next world will be a continuation of this one. So there was oils, right? Loads of oils. There were chariots, Tutankhamun's chariots. Thrones, his baby throne. You know, he became king when he was 10 years old, his little baby throne. All kinds of wonderful things. But I will tell you the strangest thing about the tomb, and you'll see why in a minute. Nothing in the tomb ever said who Tutankhamun's father was or who his mother was. Nothing. You know, in the end, after Carter had cleared everything out of the tomb, and this is now the 1930s, it took that long to clear the tomb, Carter said, in the end, Tutankhamun escaped me. He still didn't know anything about Tutankhamun. You'll see why. But they excavate, and they keep taking things out, and they're photographing. It's a difficult excavation, because things are piled up. For example, sometimes wooden objects had to be conserved before they could be moved, or else they'd crumble to dust. Carter wired to America, saying he needed help. He wired to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the Metropolitan said, we will give you our photographer, Harry Burton. They had a photographer. They were excavating the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and Burton was the greatest archaeological photographer, and Burton became the photographer for Howard Carter. So all those wonderful pictures of the tomb from the 1920s are all by Harry Burton, from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So they're photographing, they're recording, doing everything as carefully as they can, and finally, they get to the burial chamber. Will Tutankhamun be there? Nobody's sure, even. Nobody's sure. It's a small room, maybe something like 14 feet square. And when they open it,